Let's pray. Dear God, may the words of my mouth, the words of all our mouths, and the reflections of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I imagine that as many of you were around your Thanksgiving tables, you were asked, what are you thankful for? Just like Dawn was asking the kids this morning. And I hope that primed the pump for you, because that's the same question I'm going to be asking you this morning. Asking us, what are we thankful for? What is it that makes our hearts sing with gratitude to God? Well, as I thought about this, I decided to look back at what has happened in our church community this past year. And that, my friends, is an exercise well doing. It left me feeling really good. There is much here for which I am thankful. Too much to list in comprehensive detail, but here are some of the highlights. I am so very grateful for Brenda and Lita and Bruce, who directed and accompanied our choirs for the Hanging of the Greens and Easter. They and many others contribute so much to our music throughout the year. And I want to emphasize especially the gift that Lita gives us as she plays the piano for us so wonderfully for so many things. And I'd ask you to pay attention at this year's Hanging of the Greens, because she's really going to be getting a workout. Thank you, Lita, Bruce, and Brenda, and the instrumental group, and all the musicians here. We are grateful. I am grateful for our congregational leadership, in particular for Jeff, our church chairperson, who has done what might seem impossible. He has made congregational business meetings fun. And I am thankful for Audrey, our church treasurer, and her careful attention to detail, and which keeps us financially on track. I'm grateful for all our team leaders, and now for our transition team, which is well on its way to finding you all a new pastor. There is strong ownership in this congregation of this congregation. Praise be to God. I am grateful for healing and good medical care. Debbie survived a heart attack, thank God. Corrine got her portable oxygen concentrator this past year, and she's been able to be with us a lot more than she was. Jody underwent cancer treatments and appendicitis and is doing well. Virginia had successful hip surgery. Doris didn't end up with pneumonia and is doing well, though is still limited in what she can do and where she can be. Ruth's blood clots seem to be dissolving. And Sam is no longer in hospice, and that's a miracle. We give thanks to God. And there's so much more. Good Sunday school teachers, faithful participation in Family Promise rotations, 115 backpacks collected for the Second Chance Center, 4 active friendship groups, Don Ruth's Bible study, our youth going to Mennonite Church USA convention, the faithful response group that met last spring, the bipolar depression group, which meets faithfully twice a month, our children's offerings, the church garden and Tyler's willingness to take on the leadership of that, new people joining us for worship. For this and for more, for much more, we are grateful. Thanks be to God. So, now it's your turn. What are you thankful for? For what do you give God thanks and praise? I'm going to pick up the mic and let you have your time to speak.
Betsy, for you and Bruce's leadership.
Oh, dear. Okay.
This morning, I'm very grateful for my daughters, for Bethany and Brooke. Both of them are worship leaders this morning, Bethany here and Brooke at West Philly Mennonite in Philadelphia. And both of them shared from their hearts about the injustices that are that we have done to Native American, the Native people, the Indigenous people. And that makes my heart swell with pride as I think about both the girls who have many wonderful gifts, and I see their father in them in many, many ways, and that makes me very happy.
I am very thankful for this congregation and you too, Betsy, as we, as a church body, talk about injustices and our talk about the real world and how we can use that Christ-centered teachings in the world instead of being judgmental and nasty. And Kevin and I often just process that on the way home from church, and I just really appreciate that.
I'm very thankful for the wound clinic at
Dr. Kate.
Well, what's the hospital name? Swedish. And Dr. Kate, who has really taken a special interest and is just a delightful person. She just will do anything for me. It's been so slow healing. They're thinking of a new method now of a skin graft and see what will happen there. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody and Christmas.
And Christmas, and you're getting ahead. Oh, yeah.
I just want to say, too, that I am thankful for this congregation and for the many things that it has done over the years and continues to do. There are so many facets to congregational life, whether it's outreach, fellowship, mutual support. With the closing of the church in Rocky Ford last Sunday, it's just a reminder that I don't want to take these things for granted, and I appreciate them.
We can't say it too often, but I really appreciate your last 10 years of service to us.
I guess I'm grateful for welcoming and hospitality. I guess I want to name Dennis in particular, who has just been very gracious in welcoming Hannah and I every morning. We really appreciate it, among others.
Anybody else? What are you grateful for?
I'm very thankful for everyone who works in the nursery during church and Sunday school, taking care of Sammy, and for all the care and love that this congregation shows to him and to us.
And I'm grateful for the way that God accompanies us in our journeys. And it's been a year of changes for myself and for Barry. And even though you don't know what the future holds, we can trust that God will see us through. Barry right now is in Guatemala and has another about 10 days there, and I had the chance to go this last week and spend 4 days. Partly was vacation-wise, but also was to get a taste of some of the work that he is involved with EPIC. And first of all, I'm grateful for, I mentioned this morning at choir, just the diversity of the beauty of this earth and the volcanoes, and feeling Friday night the rumbles of the volcanoes in the city where we were staying in Antigua, but just the beauty. But second of all, in the time we were there, just learning the history of a country that has, I was struck by the scripture, the history of that country that has undergone earthquakes and political oppression, and it's got quite a history, and I won't go into all of that, but we were able to meet with a woman one night that she's a part of the organization, but she's an activist, a woman in her 60s who's an activist in the sense of wanting truly and has been working for peace and justice in a country where it's been very, very difficult to do that, and working on the grassroots level. And as I was listening to her stories, knowing that in the political realm there and as it continues to go and in the years past, she's probably been one of those that has had to be real careful and to live a life that where you could be targeted. And so I was struck by the passage from Psalm 46 and reminded that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And as it goes through, even though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, and I'm thinking in that context, and for all of the disasters that we've experienced this last year, you know, in this part of the hemisphere, that God is still there, and that we continue to trust in.
I was reading last night in The Purpose that it's easy to praise God when things are really going good, but there are always hard times, and the last 2 years have been hard times for us. But the church family came through. When Sam was on hospice, about everybody came, gave their blessing, gave their prayers, gave their praise, brought their food, brought meals. They had donuts and cookies and desserts and salads. We were very blessed, and I feel very blessed that Betsy was there to help us through this and that Sam has been given it a couple, 2 years.
It is truly a miracle.
Well, two things that I'm grateful for and that also gives me inspiration amidst all the natural disasters and the shootings and things that we've had this past year. One is the people who are willing to help in those situations. It's pretty easy to just focus on the terrible disasters or acts or whatever, but then it gives me inspiration to notice all the people who help in those situations. The second thing is people's creativity, and I say this often, but when I get really down about things going on, I look to the creativity that people have and continue to have, and that applies both within this church family and in our community, but in the broader world as well.
I'm thankful for the facilities team that does such an amazing job with this property, not only the church, but the parsonage. We used to call them the stewards, the stewardship committee, but now it's called facilities. But there are so many things that we don't realize that they do, for instance, taking care of the hail damage that happened last summer with, a new roof on the parsonage and filing claims and taking care of the parking lot and oh my goodness, there's just so many things I can't think of all of them, but you guys have been great.
Amen. This has been, for me, a difficult year politically. Just things that I don't like have happened, and what I'm grateful for is that I see a lot of people speaking out against it, and I see a lot of hope in through some despair, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for this place where we can love and respect each other even through our differences, and where we are really doing Jesus's work in the world and helping people no matter what. So I appreciate that.
Many of you know I've had some life-changing experiences in the last couple of weeks, and it is very difficult, but God is helping me to accept the limitations of my activities, and for me, it's not very easy, but thanks be to God.
Anybody else? Oops, go around the wrong way here. These are Sundays where I get my exercise.
I am so grateful for the relationships that happen outside of Sunday morning at this church, our small group, game nights, book clubs, going to plays with Lita and Nina. I've just had a lot of really powerful conversations outside of church during the week, and that's the power of community.
Okay. The power of community. The power of a faith which guides us in uncertain times. The knowledge that God is our refuge and our strength. Times we can come together and be still and know that God is God. I am grateful for all of you and for this place and for our times together. We are grateful to God. Amen. And we'll sing some more.